Now we've got Jay Masterman. Jay Masterman's a big investor here. Jay just going to come in for a couple minutes and fill in for Nicole. Nicole didn't even have to mention the sponsor. She got off easy. Jay Masterman's here. He's with Rivergate. What do you call it? Rivergate Management, Jay?
Rivergate Companies.
Jay. Rivergate Companies. That's because you do more than just manage, right?
That's correct.
What else do you do?
Well, we have three companies. We have property management, Rivergate KW Management, which is luxury apartments. We have about 7,000 units in the southeast. We build urban infill self-storage, which is South Florida, California, New England right now. And then with Eden Multifamily with Jay Jacobson.
Oh, he touched me. Oh, my God.
We have several for inspiration, Jim.
It was. It was great. It was like a transmission of positive energy. It was awesome.
Nothing more than that, Jim.
It was. It was great.
It was
great.
A support.
It was great. I did. I got the emotional support that was required.
Yeah, but thank you for asking.
So now you go and you do this with partners, or is this all your own capital? How do you capitalize these deals?
Great question. Three separate operating partners, all where we put on our own capital, and then we raise third-party capital for the heavy lifting equity. And we have right now many family offices, Jim, as you're aware. That's been a big area that you've been involved with.
I heard you had a big visitor from Boston came in today to say hello.
Yes.
You called me on the way over. That's all I knew.
Exactly. And so those are the types of investment groups. We work with the institutions as well as the family offices. And, we enjoy.
Now, how are you finding deal flow? Because it's very difficult. Nicole's in value add. There's not a lot of value add deals going on. A lot of the families that I know have turned to doing new development deals to create the yields that they need to attract risk-based capital. What are you seeing?
It's a good question. There's a gentleman named Thomas Barak with Colony Capital, who is a major
guy. Used to work for Sonneblick.
So he said right now the market is priced to perfection. So it is very difficult to buy deals in the market because the pricing is where it should be. And what happens, Jim, is the profit is priced into deals. So that's been an issue. The second thing is we found really the momentum is development. We're able to create it ground up. It's way more difficult at the level of difficulty. And we're trying to be in spaces like storage where many others aren't. So that's been our part of our answer.
Now, Jay, if you were going to pick a market to do your deals in, and it's going to be three different markets because you're doing three different types of deals, what is your preferred geographic focus for each of the three different product types?
For multifamily, Jim, for Eden Multifamily, South Florida is really our home. And what we're trying to do here is trying to go into markets that are not, at this time, overcrowded. Our NoMa multifamily project in North Miami is great because there's only one other project under construction at this time, and you serve the Aventura market. That's one example. On the storage front, we have 10 deals under construction, another 5 in the pipe.
Somebody's hammer's busy.
Yes, but we're looking at California now. So we signed a joint venture for L.A. and San Francisco, Oakland, and New England. And those markets have very high barriers to entry, extremely difficult to enter in. Lots of thresholds, pricing is high, but it does create an opportunity. Those are the markets we're looking at.
Oh, that's great, Jay. Now, if somebody wanted to do business with you, is there an opportunity for, say, a family to get involved with you? How would they find you?
They call you, Jim.
Yeah, I love you, Jay. That's exactly what they would do. Now, one last question, Jay. You know, you and I have been involved with this. We were on the first committee that threw a sunset over Miami. Why is it that you get involved with the Greater Miami Jewish Federation?
Well, lots of reasons, Jim. You know, it's a great cause. Our monies go to help the community. They get spread out through the community in terms of all the different fundraising events. We get to touch base at all these events with all our friends. We don't get to see every day.
No, it's a great concentration of good real estate folks. George, how you doing?
The event hasn't started yet. I just walked in the door and saw 10 people I know that I had to go.
Oh, that's because the VIPs are here and you're a VIP, Jay.
Well, and... Jim, it's just it's a nice thing to be involved with. There's a lot of great people involved in Federation here and along the real estate committee, and it's been that way for years. The new crop comes in every year, and they run the conferences and everything.
I'm thrilled.
And you and I show up, and
when we were young, the old people didn't show up. So we're at least living up to what our old complaint was. We're at least coming to the event so people can see us.
As you know, Jim, the millennials are now ruling the world. And so, I always say I'm the oldest living millennial in creation.
I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. Jay Masterman, Rivergate Companies, real estate business person, entrepreneur, and can I just say my good friend, Jay Masterman.